1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Should taxpayers pay for free lunch for school kids? Free lunch has been available for all students over the last 2 years, but according to Chalkbeat, Colorado, federal pandemic-related waivers expire this summer. State lawmakers sending to voters the Healthy School Meals for All program that would raise $101 million a year by limiting tax deductions for high-income earners. The price of gas is still climbing. In Colorado, the average $4.11 a gallon is 6 cents higher than a week ago. The AAA average in Mesa County is also $4.11. The national average this morning, $4.48, and diesel, $5.56. Those AAA averages, the highest ever recorded. Buckle up. Statewide seatbelt enforcement period begins today. Fines for not buckling up in Colorado start at $65 for those and for those caught with an improperly restrained child can receive a minimum fine of $82. The State Patrol says 4 of the 7 passenger vehicle deaths in Mesa County last year were unbuckled. There are a lot of bank robberies in Colorado, 195 of them in 2021, more than any other state. According to the Associated Press, 40% of robbers get away with it, and the number of holdups is on the rise. Colorado normally has between 110 and 120 bank robberies a year. The report found 3 of 4 suspects arrested in the last few months of 2021 told federal officials they were supporting fentanyl addictions. 5 cases of severe hepatitis striking kids have been reported in Colorado. None have died and none have needed a liver transplant. The CDC is investigating since 109 of the cases have been reported across the country, mainly in kids age 10 and under. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.